Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. I am calling to you live this week from beautifully sunny and warm Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. And we have got a really special guest here today, but before we introduce him, I want to make sure that my wonderful co-host and friend, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady herself, is here. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Well, hello there to Gina and to all of our listeners. I'm happy to be here. And Gina, I'd love to be able to give a news flash. I don't know if you saw my message, but you'll be very interested in our readers.
I did see your message.
Okay, so is it all right if I share this news flash?
Oh, please do. News like that you can share anytime, anywhere, Rhonda.
Okay, well, it's great, great news. And so this is really exciting, so hang on 1 second.
News hot off the presses from Directions University. Check this out.
Been dying to play our news intro. So, here is the big news. Last week, on Monday, one of several of your bachelor's program students were in a class that I taught about how to write your special report or book and get it published on Kindle. And I was planning to go back 7 days later, yesterday, and I said I was giving some prizes, and I said I'll announce who the winners are. And so that was very, very exciting to me that I knew going into this that four of your students have published books on Amazon Kindle, and these are people who are published for the very first time. And those people are Dr. Julianne Blake, Ph.D., and Chiwa Slater, and Kristen Cinderelli, and also Cynthia
Fatal.
I'm not sure how her last name is said. Fatal. So Fertal. Anyway, Fatal. Very, very excited for all of these people. However, Cynthia Fatal did something even more astounding, and she did not even know that this happened to her.
So goodness, how amazing is that?
He didn't even know it. And this was amazing. So here we are, 7 days later. Now, I'll tell you, Cynthia won my first prize. She was so excited after our class that she got her book put together, and the very next morning she sent me a screenshot and says, I couldn't wait to give you the published link. Here's a screenshot of my book in process, in under review, when that takes about 2 days. And she was so excited, and I congratulated her, and I said, well, you definitely... I know you're going to be the first prize winner because I can't imagine anyone with faster action than that. And she was my first prize winner, which is very cool, and that's great. And that she's published on Kindle is the big thing. And here I am Monday night just before the class, and I'm pulling up everybody's book on Amazon because I'm going to have Renee, who's teaching your Tech Talk class, let me show my screen for a bit. And I'm going to show everybody's book to the DU community. And I go and I'm looking at their books, and I just happen to scroll down on each of them, and I see that Cynthia's book is a bestseller.
AskGGG.com/Cynthia bestseller. AskGGG.com/Cynthia bestseller. And I had that created before this call, Rhonda?
I'm sure that you did. I'm not surprised because I told you almost the minute that I knew. I was so excited. I was bouncing off the wall, screaming and dancing and jumping around. All the animals were like, what? Okay, mom's going nuts. That's fine. So we are all so excited. And so this was fabulous. She was number 7 in 2 categories, and I think she still is as of today.
She still is.
She listened and took inspired action on everything that I said, and she got her book not only up and published, but to bestseller in 7 days. I am so incredibly proud of Cynthia.
She didn't even have a book written when the class was held last week, Monday night. Is that accurate?
Right. As far as I know, I
don't
think
she has. And in 7 days, she writes the book, she publishes it on Amazon, gets it approved, and reaches bestseller status in under 7 days.
And I will
tell
you, I'm so excited. That's really powerful. And you can watch for news. I will be doing a class for people where you can come and learn this. But it's just fantastic. And it's more than just going to, you know, the link to go to put a book on Kindle. There's so many other things. And that stuff is all what caused her to be the bestseller. She is so excited. She didn't even know. She said she was just shaking. And I know because that's what I was like. And when I found out the same thing a few months ago. Just incredible. I'm so proud of her, and I'm so proud of everybody for taking inspired action. And that is
and
what
you know,
it
for
takes.
Our listeners, the big takeaway is how can you do this for yourself? And really, all of the people that are seeing this kind of success got their start in the 30-day I Am Challenge at askggg.com/30days. And becoming a gold member so that you can take part in our weekly calls each Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern is a whopping $14.95 one time. Cynthia, just like so many of the other people seeing this success, started in the gold program, eventually went into the bachelor's program, which then hooked her up to Rhonda and Renee and the DU Tech Talk calls on Monday night and all of this additional support from our DU family. And here they are in 7 days turning themselves into best-selling authors, which is just unbelievable. Rhonda, I can't thank you enough for really helping folks to get those kinds of results, because had you not done that Monday Night Tech Talk call about how to do it, I bet you Cynthia would still be sitting there without a book, much less being a best-selling author.
And that's very true. And, you know, I'm so happy to be a part of this whole family and community and how we can support each other. And watch for a blog post on ProfitableStorytelling.com. I'll put a redirect at ProfitableStorytelling.com/wow, W-O-W. I'm still getting some of the links together. I'm showcasing everybody who has their book up. I'm just so excited for all of you. It's absolutely amazing, and this is what happens. Inspired action brings results every single time. So I'm really, really proud of Cynthia and all of our other action takers, and I'm very, very excited.
Well, and that makes it even more exciting to introduce our guest today. Our guest is someone who has been a friend of mine now for several years, a guy by the name of Hugh Simpson. And Hugh got his start way back when, before the days of internet marketing and the internet was even around. Hugh got his start in journalism on TV media as well as other types of media. And Hugh is really an expert at helping people to get noticed in really gigantic ways. So today, I'd like to welcome Hugh Simpson. And Rhonda, if you've got a formal introduction you want to do, that's great. But otherwise,
I have.
Okay, have Hugh here.
Yeah. Hugh, we're really happy to have you. So here's some stuff on Hugh. He calls himself 65 years young, and that's very true. I've met him, and, you know, you would never think what his age might be because he's just so active. A serial entrepreneur, he calls himself. He's been involved in internet marketing for 12 years, in video and TV production for 25 years, in corporate sponsorship marketing for 25 years, 37 years in the public relations field. He's a former CBS News investigative reporter, and he handled consumer affairs. He has had a master's degree in advertising and public relations, and he was going on the PR route. He's had clients like the original Marlboro Man, and he was the Marlboro Man's publicist for selling the classic You Are What You Wear. He's had all kinds of clients, and he's handled the Run Across America, which was inspiration for Forrest Gump. He's just all kinds of things. Statue of Liberty celebration. There's so many things that he has done with really, really big, big names.
We could spend the whole hour just talking about that.
I was going to say, I could go through his bio. He says, I have a short bio. And I'm like, yeah, it's not a short bio. It's all kinds of stuff. He's just so many great things. It goes just on and on. Currently, he is involved in producing two worldwide webcasts. And there's a coming up a 4th of July celebration at the Statue of Liberty. And he has a 24-hour Native American benefit concert coming up in November. And we'll tell you all about how to get to that pretty soon here. So, and he's also involved in a very special video service that lets you send videos out to your list and do all kinds of great things with video. So we'll find out more about all of that through the call, and particularly in regards to corporate sponsorship events and getting yourself noticed by leveraging great big companies. So, Hugh Simpson, welcome to our show.
Fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah. We can.
Okay, good. Well, it's great to be here. Congratulations to you, Cynthia. That is incredible what you've done. I mean, that is amazing. That really is. And Kindle definitely is the way to go. I mean, you know, I'm going to maybe take some of my books that are sitting on the hard drive here and do one. But I will tell you that I'm going to give your listeners one of my books. I wrote a book called Planning to Win the Game, and it's about corporate sponsorship marketing. We all know about corporate sponsorship marketing. How many of you have probably watched March Madness and couldn't believe what has happened? I mean, it has set records in the situation of nobody would have guessed it. It tore up all the brackets and everything like that. That's a perfect example of corporate sponsorship marketing. All those people on there spent millions of dollars per 30 seconds to be on there, and that's what we call an example of corporate sponsorship marketing. And you don't have to do that. I'm going to talk about today how you and your local community, and we all know that, and Gina talks about this and knows how important it is, we talk about the idea of local search and how big this is getting to be, how huge this is getting to be as a business. Howie Schwartz has been involved in teaching local research, local search, and many others too. And so therefore, this gives you the opportunity to sponsor things in your local community that you may have not thought of. How about sponsoring a little league team? How about sponsoring something to do with your church? How about sponsoring something to do with your school? You know, there are all kinds of things to do. One of the things that my friend did, he started a water business up in Western North Carolina, and he said, what can I do? And I said, Arthur, I've got the perfect thing for you to sponsor with. And now if this is in your area and you need to check to see if it is, and you've got something that would appeal to these people, a perfect match. And what it is, it's called the Seniors Games. And I participated in the Seniors Games. I did some running and I did some swimming I shouldn't have done. I mean, a 95-year-old woman could beat me in swimming. But anyway, but it was a lot of fun. And the thing was, is that that water that he was marketing, which is an extremely healthy water, I think it's an ionized water of some kind, what that was perfect for the seniors market because they're always looking for something to increase their health. So what did it cost him to sponsor the seniors games after I introduced him to the director and everything like that? About $1,000. And he probably got a $50,000 to $100,000 worth of marketing because the area that we was marketing in happened to be one of the leading senior retirement areas of all of Western North Carolina, Flipa, North Carolina, where I spend a lot of time living myself. So, you know, these are the kind of things that you can get involved in and easily do in your community.
And you can even do it in ways that don't include costs. For example, one of my students is a guy by the name of Steve Holmes. He's a graduate of the Directions University Apprenticeship Program, as well as the JV University JV Consultant Certification Program. Steve has a site called QuadCities.com. and had been looking for ways of getting more exposure to local businesses who might be interested in advertising on Quad Cities, which is really a site that's free that makes its money primarily through advertising. And so he went to a local stadium, a really big local stadium, that was also interested in getting more exposure for the events at the stadium. and he set up a really simple little joint venture deal. He would then put free ads for all of the events at the stadium onto a Quad City site. There was so much exposure, typically that would run around $100,000 per year. And in return, Steve got very, very prominent placement in the signs at the local events arena. And all of the signs said, if you want more customers, you want to grow your business, make sure you check out advertising on QuadCities.com. Cost him nothing to get that ad because he just returned it with advertising in kind and essentially became a sponsor of the event location. And holy cow, that one little joint venture that cost him nothing has turned into six figures of revenue in additional advertising that he's brought in over the last 2 years.
Exactly. And I'll give you an example. In Franklin High School, their Panther Marching Band, if you were watching the Gator Bowl game in Jacksonville, Florida in 2005, they wound up being there. Now, what if you had sponsored that Panther marching band in Franklin, North Carolina, which one of the companies did, then the company logo happened to show up during the Gator Bowl game. So you never know. And the other thing is cheerleading. And, of course, my friend, when I was up in Franklin recently, helping him launch his new book on divorce, he's a divorce recovery expert. He introduced me to a television show called Glee. I'd never heard of it, and I love to sing, and I just fell in love with the show. And what about a Glee Club? You know, these are going to be huge now. High school Glee Club is going to be huge because of Glee. And so there is numerous availabilities in your local community that you can get involved in sponsoring different events. Now, the important thing, though, is how do I go about doing this? And this is where, you know, I'm going to tell you with the e-book that I will be glad to send you, and I'll tell you how you can get that e-book. But you have to go about it in a business-type way. Everything has to be done in a business-type way.
I would also think that one of the really important considerations is finding the right outlets based on who your audience is. I recently saw a really nice company, they sell caskets, trying to sponsor a preschool. Talk about a bad fit. Total disconnect. Why the heck is a casket company sponsoring a preschool? And it looks so funny to see the preschool ads having caskets in them.
Oh, my gosh. What was in bad taste?
Yeah. No. I mean, just not a good fit, right, you?
Right, not a good fit. So you want to see what fits into your thing. You don't just rush out there and find something. So that's what I always tell people. And when you go to make your presentation to be at a church, be at the Chamber of Commerce, be whoever, a business of whatever it is that you want to, a nonprofit organization to help them in a 10K raise or whatever it may, you need to be professional. And, you know, even today in our non-print world, you should carry print material to that meeting. In other words, I tell people to take a 1 to 2 page double-spaced summary about your company, what it does, when it was founded, who you are, who are your partners, clients you've served, even testimonials, any press coverage, take that in one of those nice professional folders there that have where you can slot your business card in. Please don't just pull out a business card out of your pocket that looks like it's been there forever. And any four-color sheets, sales sheets, brochures, anything that can promote your company. Because today, in this day and age, nonprofit organizations do not hire just people that, you know, think it's fun to work for the company. They hire MBA, and I just recently ran into one working on this project with the Statue of Liberty, and she is an MBA. She's into project management, and it's not one of these things where you just walk in and say, oh, yeah, you know, we want to help you do this thing. You got to have your ducks in a row today. You really have to have your ducks in a row. And you walk in there, and you professionally are dressed, you know, please professionally dress, because the corporate people from nonprofit organizations are still in coats and ties and dresses. They're not in, cut-off shorts or whatever. So if you've been sitting around your house like that, please dress, you know, like my client, William Thurlby, who is the original Marlboro Man, who, by the way, is still alive, just for a side. Most people think the Marlboro Man is dead. It's numbers 2 and 3 that are dead because they smoked. My client never smoked. He did the commercials for Marlboro, but he never smoked. But he's written the book called You Are What You Wear, Passport to Power, and Women, the New Power Class. And so he's an incredible writer of books that have to do with professionally dressing. He has dressed two presidents. He's an incredible guy. He's 85 and still going strong, still teaching. But the most important thing is go in there and be as professional as possible.
Yeah, that's a really big thing. And really get your image. Your image is going to make the first impression, and it really matters a lot more than you would think, doesn't it, you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They can make a first impression on you in about 30 seconds if you're real. And the thing is you think, oh, well, I'm doing them a favor to become a sponsor. Well, they don't look at it that way. They look at it from a point of view of how can you help the nonprofit organization for their objectives and what they want to do and what their vision is. So then you want to turn around and you want to do the following with them. And this is all in the thing that I'm going to give every one of your people. You want to make sure that they can give you a 1 to 2 page summary of what the event is, how it got started, how long it's been in existence, who's involved in the event, what press coverage they've gotten, the list of previous sponsors. This is very important that you're going to be calling on these people to find out if what their experience of the event was. And most importantly, you're going to be calling on the find out about how did they coordinate the event. And you want to even maybe see the possibility of their financials, if they'd be glad to give you those. Any materials that they've had, such as brochures, posters, radio, TV, PSAs, TV coverage, any of that stuff, and if they are professionally oriented and are a nonprofit organization who knows a little bit about this kind of stuff, then therefore they should have all of this available for you to look at. And you need to look at this as, you know, because you've got to be deciding, does this fit for me? Number one, is it something that fits for me for my marketing? And number two, are these people professional I'm going to be dealing with?
Now, so many of our listeners are going to be business owners who are brand new into their business. And one of the things that I hear often is, oh, I can't do that. I don't have anything to offer. I'm new. How does that affect what we're talking about today with corporate sponsorship?
Doesn't affect it at all. You'd be amazed at how many people. Let me give you a perfect example. Do you remember who one of the first people about, about 8 years ago, had no really track record and got in and were able to sponsor the Super Bowl? And we, of course, know that is Joe Daddy. I mean, they have no reputation to speak of at all, and they were sponsoring the Super Bowl. Where are they today? Everybody in the world's heard of GoDaddy and have seen Dana, whatever her name is, the race driver, who was their, you know, their brand representative, and now this girl that does this fitness show. I guess it's some big fitness show, and she's a fitness expert. And they really had no background at all. I mean, you know, they were a brand new company, but they, what you got to do today, and I highly recommend that everybody's listening to this, to get this book. Go out on Amazon and get this book. It is incredible. This young man is under 30 years old. He is being recruited by every major corporation. Coca-Cola has used him. L'Oreal has used him. Ernst Young. Everybody's using this guy. The name of the book is called Flip, F-L-I-P. He's an Aussie. His name is Peter Sheehan. And Peter says that because of the compression of time and space, of the compression of geography, everything, complexity, everything happening so fast in this world today, we cannot afford to sit back. And he gives an example that Meg Whitman, who used to be at eBay, when he was interviewing her and asking her about strategies and plans and everything like that, she said, Peter, she said, most people's strategies and plans are 5 years out. Ours are 5 days out. Get that right, 5 days out at eBay. They're 5 days out on their strategies and their plans. So, you know, today we just have to do, as Peter says, get in there and participate in the game. Certainly, maybe we'll make a few mistakes, but Mike, I can't think of Mike's name that used to wrote the book, Conversations with Millionaires, Mike Littman. Mike Littman says it's better to get in there and play in the game and make a few mistakes than not to play in the game at all.
Yep. That's very, very true.
You know, and if you sit around and wait, I will tell you that your competitor out there, your web designer, a florist, or whoever you are out there, they are going to do something about it. You know, so don't, you know, be afraid to say, oh, I'm brand new, nobody knows me, anything like that. These people are going to be thrilled if you come in there with your ducks in a row and you've got yourself professionally looking well and you've got a professional brochure to hand them with anything about you or anything like that. You're way ahead of anybody else in the game.
That's for sure.
So, you know, I don't know if you're able to open it up for people out there in the audience to take questions. But if you're ready, I'm ready. You know, I'd love to talk to the people out there and find out, you know, what they want to know.
Well, about the only thing we can really do is to have them get into a chat with us in the little chat room that we have, as opposed to getting them to a place where they can unmute themselves. But we do have the chat room open right now. So for those of you who are listening, come on in and join us and ask Q any of your questions.
So let's get a little bit more into this with some other examples, Hugh. And let's say that the person that has a business is not so much a local business, you know, not a racetrack or whatever. We had one example with Steve Holmes, whose company has the QuadCities.com website. But what might be some other examples where, let's say you have a business and you're primarily a web presence and you want to get the word out perhaps about your book or about what you do or whatever, and how can you use then the corporate sponsorship strategy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You certainly can, because let's say you have a book out there, and let's give an example of my friend Howard that I just finished helping him with his new book on divorce recovery. Let's say that the church is sponsoring a book club or whatever, wants to do a book club. Howard could sponsor that book club and get publicity for his book. In other words, you see how you could help the book club at the church, and then they know more about you're helping them or the PTA or whoever it may be or, you know, whatever it may be. You're helping them, and then they are in turn learning more about you, and they're learning about your book.
Okay. So sponsoring a book club or something at a coffee house or a church or a gathering place or whatever, you know, would be one way to keep something very local. What if you have something and you really want to get that message out in a bigger way to a more global audience?
Well, that's
here's an example. I have a book called The Peace Seed at thepeaceseed.com, and that book is not just at a local level in my particular little tiny town, but I'm wanting to get that message out. So somebody who's like that, where maybe, you know, you're not really into being a part of a book club, or you have something where you have a charitable type of message, how can someone like that have used the corporate sponsorship model?
Well, they can. They can definitely use it, because what you want to do is you want to start searching out on the Internet any corporations that are involved and interested in peace. And, you, of course, you know, our friend Rick Manitou and Julia Kumar, who have 10 million clicks for peace. In fact, you're involved with them.
Right.
Perfect example of a large peace organization. But there are other organizations that are very much in peace. And what you just do is you go out on Google and put in there peace organizations or peace corporations or whatever, and you'll find potential matches that you can match up with for your book with the peace. It's just perfect. Or any kind of event that people are looking at in regards to putting on an international event about peace or whatever, using your book as an example. That's a perfect example. United Nations could be another perfect example to tie your book in with in regards to peace.
The one question that came to me from one of my subscribers that we were talking before the show a few days ago is that if she has a charitable type book, or hers had to do with a particular illness, and her concern is, well, but if I reach out to something that's already a charity, how would they be able to pay for copies of the book or whatever materials that would then go out through their event? So that, I thought, was a great question for us to talk about on the show.
It is. Very good question. What happens is that she should go, and if she's going to have a book printed, she should go back to the publisher and say, look, you know, I'm doing this for a nonprofit organization. It's helping to benefit a disease that I'm very interested in. I've written a book about, and, you know, maybe that particular printer, publisher, whatever it is, would be interested in, you know, publicity for themselves. So there's a perfect example for them to get publicity also. So you can do what I call a triangular type thing. You've got your book here, you've got the disease organization here, and you've got your printer here, so that all three of them can benefit and make it a triple win.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing
okay.
to do there.
That's one. That's a really, you know, a good way to do it. If she can have the publisher be, or printer be able to produce a certain number of books and then have it a special mark that they had donated the printing with their portion going to a charity. So that's one way to certainly want to do it. See, that's the thing, is anyone who's written a book that you have a humanitarian intent, you want to get that book into a lot of people's hands without having to buy boatloads of them yourself, and let a bigger company's message be kind of your flag.
Exactly. And you might want to find a T-shirt company or whoever that would be willing to have the book tie in with the T-shirt or an item that is already out there that would tie in with your item, whatever it is a tie-in. And then that company, who is maybe larger than you are and has more money, can print up the booklets, and then they benefit also.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do it that
way.
Very
good. Okay. And that would be where you'd want the, you'd want to then make sure that the companies, the charities, whatever, that they will make sure and publicize that fact on their website. And that's one thing. It doesn't always automatically happen. So you just have to really make sure that it does, that if you do
that's what I call a check. In other words, when you start to make your development and your relationship with the nonprofit you're working with, you want to make sure and see that everything that you have agreed, and by the way, everybody out there, you want to make sure this is a written agreement. This is no handshake, hi, thank you very much. This is a written agreement between your company and their nonprofit organization. Here's what I will provide for my situation in my company, and here's what I expect the nonprofit to provide. And you get all of that in advance in writing so that now you have your checklist legally to say, oops, where is that? I don't see that presence on the Internet that you just mentioned, on a website. Where is that? When is that going to be on?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that this is very well handled as a business relationship. You know, when I did with Dragon Con, which is the largest sci-fi convention, and I was on the board at Dragon Con, and I was brought in first as a consultant to Dragon Con, and they wanted to build their attendance from 14,000 in a four-day period up higher. Well, the first year I built it to about 35,000, and now it's about 60,000 or 70,000 during a four-day period. I mean, it's downtown mayhem doing a Labor Day weekend on Dragon Cons here. But what I did is I brought in Coca-Cola as a sponsor, and I brought in Subway as a sponsor. And needless to say, they didn't just come in there and say, oh, yeah, we'd like to be a sponsor, and thank you very much, and we'll be doing this and that. It was all signed, sealed, delivered by the Coca-Cola team, you know, Coca-Cola USA and Subway and everything like that, and Dragon Con with its organization. They all, you know, signed agreements, and to this day, they're still together. Coca-Cola and Subway are still sponsoring with Dragon Con.
That's awesome. So how is someone going to then get the attention of a big whale like a Coca-Cola to get sponsorship for what you're doing?
Well, you basically is you have to have something that fits into the big company's plan. So you want to try to see if you can find out through their ad agency, their PR firm, or whoever it might be, what are some of the things that the company is looking to do, and instead of you maybe going to the company, work with the PR firm, work with a promotions firm, a publicity firm, and help them become the heroes that they look like the heroes to Coca-Cola or to Nike or to whoever. So you want to work with them and work what you're doing and how you can work with them so that they look like heroes, and it'll work out even better, and they will even give you more support.
Excellent. Okay, so How then, so I know the next question someone's going to ask is, well, that's nice. Sounds like a great idea. How are you going to find out who the ad agency is or who the PR publicist? Is that the type of thing that can be searched on Google, or where would someone find that?
It's actually a real book. We call it the Standard Rate and Data, and it's all the agencies are in the book and all the clients that they handle. Now, of course, that now is electronic, so you can find it probably through the Internet. But, yes, that's the book that we use all the time. We wanted to find out who was handling the Pillsbury Doughboy. So we'd go through and we would look, and we could find Pillsbury Doughboy, and then we'd find all the agencies that were involved with the Pillsbury Doughboy, including the people that were involved with doing that.
Okay. And what is that book, and where will people find access to it?
If I remember correctly, and it's been a while since I've used it, it's Standard Rate and Data, and I'll research out more on it, and when I have access to the Internet, which right now this minute I don't have to have this second, but I can send that to you and get that information to your people. But it is the agency book. It is the book that everybody can get usually, and you can find it in a library. They still have it as a physical book, and you can go in there and you can find just amazing things about who's handling what. And then the other thing you want to do is you want to read Ad Age. Ad Age is the Bible of the advertising world. That's the world that tells you exactly who's promoting what and who's doing what and who's involved with what agency's involved with what. Then the other thing I always recommend to people is to become a subscriber to MediaPost, MediaPost.com. MediaPost.com is out of New York, and they have about, 100 e-zines, and I probably read about 10 a day, short e-zines that are sent to me on everything to do with advertising, and there they talk about some of the clients and, some of the products and whatever, and who the clients are that handle those, or the agencies that handle those, and who's being searched out to be a new agency, and all that kind of stuff is in there.
Great, and I'll make a special post later with these various resources in it so that people can find that, and it'll be attached to the show. And so these are really some great ideas, because I find that's the biggest thing is people go, yeah, it would be great if a big company sponsored, you know, production of a book or an event or whatever, and they just don't quite seem to know where, and it ends up being the search for how to find out what to do. It gets harder than the actual doing of it.
Yes. But if you know the right things to go to, the right resources, and like I said, I will research out and find some more resources and go through and check to see. I think we called it the Red Book. I think Standard Rate and Data's Red Book. I think it's what we called it in grad school a long time ago. But, it's the perfect book that talks about that what they're doing. And even sometimes you can find this information in the annual report of the company. They'll talk about who their people are that are working with them. You know, they'll talk about what their latest ad campaign is and so-and-so's handling that and blah, blah, blah. And the trade reports from MediaPost.com and things like that, you can find out all this information about what's going on with some of the big companies and who their marketing and public relations and promotions agencies are.
Awesome. Well, Gene, I've had the helm for a bit. What's on your mind next?
Well, one of the things that Bill and I are working on right now, Hugh, is we are looking for a new motorhome. And in out looking for a new motorhome, one of the things we've been thinking about is how could we get other companies to help us get a new motorhome and at the same time get exposure for our business, too. How could corporate sponsorship possibly help us with this?
Well, it could definitely help you. And I thought about that when you talked about that. And basically what it is that you, you've heard of this, and I can't think of the name of the company right now, but I see them up and down the road when I'm traveling. They're a major recreational company. And I see fantastic, beautiful motorhomes just sitting on their lot. I mean, they sell evidently a number of different kinds. I can't think of Recreational World, whatever it's called. But they have different
camping
motorhomes.
Camping World. The company's Camping World.
Yeah, yep. Camping World, and I see them there, and I say, you know, those are just sitting there, and I'm looking at the potential because, you know, as you know, I'm very interested in the homeless and plan to build 9 million homes for the homeless around the world in the next decade, and one of the things we're going to do is start doing it in Native American reservations, and we're going to need a motorhome to go out there, and, you know, the publicity could be huge around going out there, building for the Native Americans and getting all that publicity and saying, and our motorhome is provided by, and, you know, and I think you could do the same thing. I think you could do the same thing. Now, the other thing, Gina, that I thought about is because of your expertise and everything like that, a lot of the people that manufacture these motorhomes don't have the expertise you have in marketing, and they need that
right.
expertise for their own company. You could do a barter deal with them.
Yeah, I would definitely be interested in something like that. So
well,
where would I start?
That would be something you could definitely do. I've done that many times, and you know, we'll talk on another show about barter. I have about 45 barter skills that I can use at any time, anywhere. I mean, I currently do not pay for the house I live in, or any electricity, any utilities, and I live in a 1,500-square-foot, 1920s bungalow in a very nice section of Atlanta with three fireplaces, with wood floors and everything like that, and don't pay a dime. So, you know, there are ways to do these things in barter and things like that. And I think your example, because of your background and your testimonies and your reliability and everything like that, I think you could do an incredible marketing program for a RV company, and they would give you their motor, give you the use of that motorhome.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
So what are my first steps? Pick
first
up the
step.
Phone and call you?
The first step to do is, if you were going to do this, let's say the audience is out there and they were doing it on their own. First step to do is go and search out, and you probably have, since you've been in RVing so long, you probably have an idea of the company you want or you like the companies that you particularly like. And so, but anybody else that wasn't doing that, they should go and look at all the list of all the motorhome companies. And then what they should do is they should contact their marketing director, and say to them, look, here's my background. I see, and I've been able to look at your website because you wanted to have done your research and find out a little bit about them and everything they've done, all the advertising they've done, everything like that. And I think that I, with my background, and you tell them a little bit about what your background is and what you do and what you've been involved in, how many clients you've helped, I think I could help you. And what I really would like to do, since I travel all over the United States doing workshops and seminars and everything like that, is I'd like to have your motorhome. And I'd be more than happy to say to people, and by the way, you know, this is the best motorhome, blah, blah, blah. I've loved it and everything like that when people come. Because we know that one of the first things people do when they're at your workshops, they want to come and look at your motorhome.
Right.
Probably. So it is great advertising for that motorhome and public relations for that motorhome company by having you out there, you know, promoting that motorhome. And then, you know, make sure that they allow you, if you want to be able to put directionsyou.com on your motorhome.
I'd be happy to put sponsored by Monaco Coach Company or something along those lines.
Absolutely. You know, and you could say, any workshop that you do or anything like that, you could say at the bottom of your material, and thanks to our sponsor, you know, Monaco Works Motorhome. And so they win.
Heck,
you
we
win,
do that on our radio show at the beginning of each radio show. And thanks to our sponsor, Monaco Coach Company, for getting me to Bonita Springs for the show this week.
Absolutely. Those are the kind of things that you could do. And a motorhome company, as they're hurting right now trying to sell those motorhomes anyway, and they got a lot of them sitting on lots or whatever, they'd be thrilled to have that publicity.
Yeah, Monaco actually went bankrupt two or three years ago, shortly after I had gotten a new Monaco. And they're just coming back to life in the last 6 months. They've reopened one of their plants. They had closed all of them at one point. And they do have an awful lot of inventory they've got to push out because of this. Could
right.
be a
so
really good time for them.
Your timing couldn't be better to go into them and help them market themselves better and to the niches that they need to, which happens to be, would be the perfect niche, is the seniors market. I'm telling you, folks out there, if you're listening, The seniors market is one of the markets you want to market to. You want to market to that market.
It is a multi-trillion dollar market on the internet alone.
Trillion with a T.
Yes, with a T.
Yep. 7 point, what is it? One person is turning 60 years old every 7.5 seconds right now. One person
it
is turning 60.
It is such a big market, Hugh, that in the last 4 years, there have been seven separate New York Times best-selling books on how to market to the baby boomer population.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's
so out there, if you can find, for instance, if any of you out there are listening, go and see in your community if you have a seniors game in your neighborhood, in your city, and get involved in helping them. For instance, maybe they don't have a website, and you're out there as a web designer. You can barter a website, and then they will say, you know, website designed by, and everybody, and if you don't think seniors are not using the internet, in Franklin, we have a computer club that meets once a month, and guess how many people are over 65 in that computer club?
Probably almost all of them.
Of the people, 85% out of 100 people are over 65 because they have found the internet, they love the internet, and I was just looking at some Facebook things from Harry Schwartz, some Facebook things to do, and how now Facebook is starting to get more people in the 50 over crowd interested in Facebook. So, I mean, you have a market out there to market to with those seniors that is just unending.
Well, my cousins own a restaurant here in Naples, Florida, and their restaurant has a website called fredsnaples.com, fredsnaples.com. You scroll to the bottom of any page on that website, you'll see a name and link to their web designer. And this is a perfect example of what you're talking about. That web designer did the website totally free in exchange for the ability to put his URL and his company at the bottom of every page. He helped them even set up things like an autoresponder so that they could build their list. Even created the messages for the autoresponder. There are coupons for the Fred's Diner on the fredsnaples.com website. So the mailing list is helping people constantly get back to the fredsnaples.com site to get these coupons, and every time it gets them back there, they see the web designer's contact info both in the email and on the website. That web designer has been swamped with business just from creating this one website, because everything that Fred's does, from local fairs to catering of parties to just in the restaurant each day that there's entertainment, they announce that one of their sponsors is whatever the name of the web designer is, and over and over again, sending more people back to the web design company.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So
really good example, Hugh.
It's endless. It's endless what you can do in regards to what I call in-kind sponsorship. In other words, maybe they're not giving you money, but you're getting in-kind basis from them. Like, how about in some of these large nonprofit organizations allowing you to, if they like you and trust you and everything like that, allowing you to use their 100,000-plus member mailing email list, you know, or something like that to promote something you're doing. If it ties in, okay. I mean, there's just endless ways that you can, and we all know that the money is in the use of a good list.
Yep.
Well, and, you know, this is great because even when you're new and you don't have a lot to offer, so many of our listeners on this show know more than 99% of the businesses out offline about marketing online. And so just that knowledge that you have could really be a big asset that you could easily use to barter and to get sponsorships for your company. Too often, mm-hmm. when people build businesses that start online, that they think are meant to be exclusively online, they forget that the rest of the world is still offline. While lots of people are now using the internet, there are still more non-internet users than there are internet users in this world. And if your business is based exclusively on the internet for delivery of what you're selling and whatnot, you can't forget about the offline world, or you're leaving loads of money on the table. So you really need a comprehensive marketing approach that combines on and offline strategies, not one or the other.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You got to do both of them. You got to do offline, you got to do online. Both of them. All the time. And as Peter Sheehan says today, you cannot be fast, easy, and cheap. You have to have that X factor. And in addition to, because almost anybody can be fast, easy, and cheap. It's that X factor that makes the difference for you in your business. That could be green, it could be healthy, it could be fun, it could be accountability, it could be social responsibility. I mean, the hottest thing on the internet today is one thing that I've been involved in years is social enterprising. I mean, with the new L3C coming out, low profit, limited liability corporation structure that the IRS is now recognizing and states are recognizing, that one of the biggest industries coming is the new social enterprising industry. It is going to be huge to be involved in the social enterprising industry.
That's the whole concept of social entrepreneurship that I talk about quite often. You're really you hit the nail right on the head there. So, Rhonda, can people find you online?
Oh, well, they can find me in a couple of places. They can find me at our main company is called Elite VIP Services, and what we do is we provide anything legal and ethical, as you will notice at our website, to the very super rich. We deal with basically deca-millionaires. People that have a net worth of $10 million or more, we provide private jets to them, Rolls Royces, Ferraris. We provide private islands. We have a 46-cabin mini cruiser we can provide them. We have all kinds of things we provide to people, and we're getting ready to do something that is going to be so cool for those seniors, because that's the market we're going after. Seniors have a very good disposable income, by the way. Seniors have one of the better disposable incomes. People say, oh, well, the poor seniors. There are a lot of seniors out there that still have good disposable incomes because they could not afford to live in the assisted living facilities that go from $3,000 to $5,000 up, you know, in some places. So you can find us there at Elite VIP Services. And then the other thing I do, Gina, is I've had the pleasure of working with a lot of deca-millionaires and studying with them and being with them and having these clients and everything like that, like the Marlboro Man and people like that. So what I did is I started Elite, ELITETWO%. TWO%.com, Elite2%.com, and I'm offering free what I call millionaires in training, and it's videos, and all it is I put up videos there talking about different things to do, and, you know, it's just things that you can think about and doing for your personal life and for your business that can get you to the millionaire status.
Fantastic.
I love that. So
our goal for that website, just to let you know, is that we want to have 1 million new millionaires in the next 10 years. 1 million new millionaires in the next 10 years to do work for God's planet and God's people out there and to help. And we have also what we call the 90-10 Club, and that is if I can teach you to be a millionaire, you know, in the tithing of giving God 10% or the source 10%, and then you keep in 90, are you willing on your second million, third million, fourth million to give the source or God 90% and keep 10? And you'd be amazed at how many people who have said, yeah, I'd be glad to do that, because by the second million, they have $1 million in their own pocket.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, we have that available for
That's great. So I just want to give people that link again, Hugh, and that is Elite 2%.
TWO%. Elite2%.com.
And I would love to give you a couple of videos about putting a book together, and we can talk about making that work for everybody. That would be loads of fun, and that's definitely a way to spread your message. So there's just all kinds of good things going on. And you're involved also in a new company, beta testing, that does videos. Why don't you share a little bit about that with us?
Sure. Because of our background and my background of being, I'm a Comcast, certified Comcast producer, and my partner, we were approached by a company, this $55 million company, to look at new video tools that they were coming out with. and they'd already come out with them, and we've been helping them tweak them, but just even beginning, 8 video tools that were absolutely and are going to be so mind-blowing, and that one of those is webcasting that we will be doing the 125th anniversary of the Statue of Liberty and the Native American Benefit Concert over the 24 hours on this particular thing. And if they go to Kepler, K-E-P-P-L-E-R Group, that's another one of our companies, keplergroup.com, they can see about this incredible opportunity with this new video tool. There are 8 video tools, and they only are a investment of $35 a month for all 8.
And if they'd like a mostly blind beta tester, I would be very happy to assist with that because I can help you work out the accessibility bugs.
I'll tell you what, we'll be glad to work with people and put them on the beta testing of the video email, which is one of the most incredible video emails I have ever seen anywhere. I've never seen it. And so we will actually let them beta test that and do that for free and see if it works for them. And if it doesn't work for them, they don't have to do it any longer. If it does, then we can set them up and they can do it.
Very good. Oh, that's a lot of fun. I enjoy testing. It's great.
we'll set you up. We'll set you and you can up, both of you, so that you can beta test our video email so you can see what it is. It's an incredible service. I mean, we have private labeling for this company. This company has private labeling that includes Sam's Club, Century 21, DHL. They do private labeling for those companies, and now they've just recently opened it to the general public to let them market it also and to use it, and market it. They can both do both.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And where can folks get the book that you said you were going to give them?
Oh, that's thank you so much. Just email me at Q00009. That's my number, Q009@gmail.com, and put corporate sponsorship marketing as the subject, and I'll send it out to them in a PDF file.
Actually, you know, I will be happy to put that up and make a redirect for you. That would just be easier for folks. So once I get that from you, I'll put it up at profitablestorytelling.com/sponsorship book. profitablestorytelling.com/sponsorship book. And once you send that to me, I'll put it up, and this way people can get it really easily, and we won't have to worry about the numbers and, you know, all that type of stuff. So that will make it really easy, and what a tremendous gift.
Yeah, and at the back of the book, I tell people that they do have my email address, and they can email me, and I'll be glad to answer their questions on corporate sponsorship marketing.
Right. That's great.
That is great.
This has been great. Yeah.
And, you know, Gina, I'll be glad to see if I can act as a third party for you to get your motorhome from, if you want to work with Marnark or anything like that, I'll be glad to help you, get that motorhome. And maybe in the process I can get the use of one for my homes, too.
You are awesome, Hugh. I will have Bill get in touch with you about that this week.
Hey, great. Do that. Because, you know, I haven't talked to Bill in ages, and he befriended me at Facebook. And at first I said, who is that guy? And I said, oh, my God, I know who that is now. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, he did get a little bigger than he was the last time you saw him, I think.
Uh-oh.
You know, all that great food that we eat every day, what can I say?
I know all that great Italian food. In fact, the guy that asked us to come in to help with this company, he is of Italian. His father wrote Valari, if you've heard of the song Valari. His father wrote Valari, and he even tells me the stories of sitting on Frank Sinatra's lap. So,
And
he's an Italian boy, and I said, we're coming up to New Jersey to get some of that good Italian food, Don and I are. And he said, oh, anytime. And he's also good friends with one of my heroes. And I said, I'd really like to meet him. He said, I'll take you to New York to meet him. He's going to take me to meet Donald Trump.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yep. I've always wanted to meet
someone with their hand up.
Yep. Yep. He's one of my heroes. And the other book that a guy that I really recommend to you for just a quick thing on your audience is Robin Sharma. I don't know if you've ever heard of Robin Sharma, but he wrote a fantastic book. It's called The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari, and he's now written a book, and I just picked it up for a very low price, believe it or not, Big Lots. It's called The Greatness Book, and I am telling you, it is fabulous. Robin Sharma has become one of my inspirers. I mean, I just love him for what he is and what he does and everything like that. He's great. Robin Sharma.
Very good. That's great. Okay, listen, we've got somebody with their hand up. Can I bring them on for a second? Because I think we know
Absolutely.
Who this is.
Put them up here. Let's do
okay,
it.
Go ahead. So, hello there. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hi there. How are you doing?
This is Chief Robert Taltrey. Many of the individuals on the call know me, and I just find that the work you're doing is quite fascinating, and it's really revolutionary.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And when my wife and I, we've traveled for about 3 decades teaching all over the United States, children all the way up to adults, to corporate executives, and how to believe in themselves and find the clarity and really get back in alignment with what their purpose is. And, of course, Gina and Rhonda and all those know us quite well because they've crossed our path and we've been developing a hub website with them. But initially what we've been trying to do, and I've always felt intuitively, that is that getting more of the videos of the Native American teachings, which I think are in conjunction with actually the basis of all teachings, of truth, of finding your happiness and your prosperity, and that it's always been there waiting for you to embrace if you would just open your arms and instead of having them crossed across to your chest. You know, and we are just so excited about the aspects of technology and the individuals that are now taking it and making it available to the individuals that are mom and pop operations, such as my wife and I. And
right.
So what you're doing here is awesome. It really
Thank
is.
Thank you very much. And I'll tell you what. This thing we're going to do with the Native Americans is just mind-blowing. You know, I did not know that Native Americans were also as country western singers. I did not know they did blues and they did rock and roll. And I am just learning so much. I did not even know they have their own award ceremony, the NAMMYs, the Native American Music Award. And it's just amazing. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of Americans don't know that. And I think that, you know, November is a Native American month. And that's why we're doing it that. And we just want to get across to America. These are a group of people that you do not have a clue how incredible their wisdom is and how much they have to offer. And we want to make sure that those people in those 24 hours around the world get to know how great the Native Americans are.
Yeah. Well, like I said, my wife and I not only have been doing these particular type of programs and coaching and training programs, but we've also been taking and documenting a lot of the particular teachings that were gifted to us as children. We were very fortunate to have been taught by a lot of different spiritual leaders in the Lakota Dakota Nation and also the Chippewa or Ojibwa Nations as children. And now we have an opportunity to take and start to record and do trainings with individuals. But we also offer them our music, which is played all over the world, too. I'm a flautist, and I was very fortunate to be nominated as one of the best flautists of the world a few years ago by the NAMMYs. So it's really an awesome, awesome journey now that the world's starting to turn and give more light to the people of this land and get to the
I read about you in the NAMMY Awards. I've seen your stuff.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh, when I was researching the NAMMY Awards, I know who you are now.
Love it. Well, it's small world we live in. It's
absolutely. And I'm telling you, I'll tell you who we're working. Just real quickly, who we're working with. We're working with John Danner out of Washington, D.C. I don't know if you know who John is, but John's the chief lobbyist for all the Native American tribes in America. And he's Native American himself. He's out of Oklahoma. And it is just incredible what is going to be happening with companies that are getting involved with the Native American green technologies, because one of the things people don't know, and I did not know this, is you do not have to be under EPA or any federal regulations on an Indian reservation, and we're starting to do some incredible green technologies that would take us 25 years to get approved by the federal government that we can now do on Native American reservations, so we don't have to be approved by the EPA.
That's true.
Love it. Well, Hugh, that's the Taltreys. That's what I was telling you about when we spoke, and so now you have a total recognition of exactly who I mean. And perhaps I can hook all of you up after the show.
Oh, absolutely. I know exactly who you are. Wow. Okay, great. Yes,
mm-hmm.
do.
Very good. Well, fantastic. Well, thank you both, Robert and Hugh, for being here today. And Rhonda and I will be back next week with another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Tech Radio. Have a fabulous week, everyone, and thanks, Rhonda, for lining up the guests as usual.
Thanks much. Take care.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.